from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome to the program in the Saviour's precious name. I'm glad that you're tuning in, and I trust that you'll stay for the next 15 minutes and hear the Word of the Lord. Our preacher is the Reverend James Porter, and he's letting the Bible speak from Job chapter 22 and verse 21. That message is coming up in just a few moments, right after we hear some words in song. So, do continue listening, and may the Lord bless His Word to your heart today.
Morning, our Bible reading is from Job chapter 22, verse 21, where we read, "Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace, thereby good shall come to thee." In Job chapter 22, we find Eliphaz the Temanite wrongly accusing Job of sin. Eliphaz was one of Job's miserable comforters, who had wrongly supposed that Job's troubles were a direct consequence of his sin. But this was not the case, because Job was a saved man. He was a godly and upright man. In Job chapter 2 and verse 3, we have God's own testimony concerning him. And this is what he said, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. And still he holdeth fast his integrity. This is how God saw Job, but it was not the view that Eliphaz had. Therefore, because of his wrong supposition, Eliphaz exhorts Job to repent of his sin and seek the Lord. And this he does through the words of our text when he says, "Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace, thereby good shall come to thee." Now, although these words were wrongly applied to Job, they still, however, can be rightly applied to the hearts of all who are not saved. And it's for that reason that I want us to consider these words. For here we have good advice to all who are yet without salvation. First of all, I want us to consider the meaning of acquaintance with God. These words, acquaint now thyself with him, contain the thought of securing the friendship of God, or being reconciled to God. To have the friendship of God means to know him as a God of blessing, love and wisdom. To be able to say with David, O taste and see that the Lord is good, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. To be reconciled to God means to be at peace with him, to live in harmony with his word and will, to be like Enoch who walked with God. And this is the great need of every one of us in our unsaved condition. Whenever Job 22 verse 21 says, acquaint now thyself with him, this means that you need the friendship of God. You need to be reconciled to him. This is your greatest need in life. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20 reads, be ye reconciled to God. Now, this exhortation to acquaintance with God means that man by nature is estranged from God. This is how it is with us all. When we enter this world, we are separated from God. Psalm 58 verse 3 says, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born. Ephesians 2 verses 12 and 13 describes us in our natural condition as having no hope and without God in this world, and as those who are afar off. The reason for this separation is due to sin in each of our lives by nature and practice. The same way as the Irish Sea divides England from Ireland, so our sins separate us from God. The prophet Isaiah says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you. Unsaved listener, please understand that your sins are a barrier between you and God, and they hinder you from knowing his blessing in your life. And because of this, you are condemned by Almighty God to a lost eternity in hell whenever you die. Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 4 says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. This is your plight. This is why you need to be acquainted with God. For it is only when you are acquainted with God that your sins can be forgiven and that you can be saved from hell. Secondly, let us consider the way to acquaintance with God. Job 22 verse 31 says, and be at peace with him. These words command the sinner to be at peace with God. For this is the only way to be acquainted with him. And the only way that the sinner can be at peace with God is through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts 10 verse 36, we find the words, peace by Jesus Christ. If you are to be acquainted with God, then you must trust in Christ's once for all sacrifice for sin upon the cross. It is only by faith in the blood that he shed that your sins can be blotted out and the wrath of God toward you appeased. This is what the hymn writer was referring to when he said, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 it says about the Lord Jesus Christ, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Colossians 1 verse 20 says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross. The question that I ask you is this, have you repented of your sins? Have you looked to Christ to save you? This is what you must do if your sins are to be pardoned and your life is to be right with God. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Over in Isaiah 55 verse 7, we have God speaking to the wayward sinner, and he says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. If you are to ever see the light of heaven and be acquainted with God, then you must trust Christ as your Saviour. The only way to knowing God aright is through his Son, Jesus Christ. John 17 verse 3 says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Thirdly, let us consider the blessing for acquaintance with God. We are reminded of these blessings in Job 22, verse 21, by the words, "Thereby good shall come unto thee." No one was ever at a loss or injured who was acquainted with God by coming to Christ for salvation. Besides having their sins forgiven, being on the way to heaven, which are the greatest of all blessings, there are other blessings to be enjoyed in this life as well. And some of these are mentioned in the remaining verses of Job 22. Verse 23 says, "Thou shalt be built up." Once we are saved through Christ, the promise is that we shall be built up in our most holy faith. Once you are rightly acquainted with God, you will be led into a deeper knowledge of the things of God. Verse 24 reads, "Then thou shalt lay up gold as the dust." And verse 25 says, "Thou shalt have plenty of silver." This reminds us of the truth that the Lord supplies the needs of those who are saved. The hymn writer could say, "Every need is hand supplying." When you get acquainted with God, He will meet your every need. The beginning of verse 25 says, "Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defence." When you're saved, the Lord will keep His protecting hand upon your life day by day. This is why Martin Luther said that he was immortal till his work on earth was done. In verse 26 we read, "For then thou shalt have thy delight in the Almighty." And this speaks of the unfailing joy and gladness that the Lord gives to all His people. It's a joy that the world can never give you, a joy that the ungodly know nothing of. The end of verse 26 says, "And thou shalt lift up thy face unto God." Whenever you are right with God, you have access and freedom to lift up your face to God in prayer, none daring to make you afraid. Verse 27 tells us, "Thou shalt make thy prayer unto Him, and He shall hear thee." This speaks of the Lord hearing and answering our prayers when we are acquainted with Him through His Son. And then at the end of verse 23 we read, "And the light shall shine upon thy ways." This reveals guidance in the Christian life. When we are saved and acquainted with God, He will guide us safely through life's journey. Then in verse 29 it says, "When men are cast down, then thou shalt see there is a lifting up, and He shall save the humble person." These words remind us that the person who is saved is a blessing to others. Is it your desire to be a blessing to your family, your loved ones, your neighbourhood, even your country? Then please realise that you can only be such a blessing by being acquainted with God through Christ. This day may you come to the Lord Jesus for salvation. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.